West Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, talking to WLBB Radio this week, 3rd District Congressman Brian Jack discussed the House passing a budget resolution which effectively instructs different committees within Congress to find savings within their portfolios.
Every committee is instructed to find some government waste, fraud, and abuse to eliminate in order to enable us to pass the largest tax cuts in American history, which is what we're trying to accomplish later this spring.
Jack says some of those tax cuts will be made permanent.
I think there's also an eagerness to deliver on President Trump's campaign promises. He wants no tax on tips. He wants no tax on overtime. He wants tax relief for seniors. We're very aggressive with these tax cuts, but we're looking to find savings within the broad waste and fraud and abuse that we have uncovered within this government.
Jack also discussed legislation, the first that he has sponsored, one that he says was a response to a government regulation that could have impacted 500 to 600 jobs in the 3rd District.
The Biden administration on December 26th imposed a regulation that would effectively eliminate non-condensing tankless water heaters, so a very specific type of water heater. But that very specific type of water heater happens to be manufactured in Spalding County in Griffin, Georgia, in the heart of our congressional district, by a company called Renai American Corporation. And they employ about 500 to 600 folks. I worked very closely with Congressman Gary Palmer to introduce this legislation to repeal this bill, and I think a lot of my colleagues were sick and tired of hearing me talk over and over and over about tankless water heaters, but we got it done, and we got it done in a bipartisan fashion. We were able to pass the legislation to repeal this regulation with 11 Democrats, and not one Republican voted against it. So it's bipartisan. It's been the largest bipartisan Congressional Review Act legislation that we've seen, and very excited about that, and excited to continue working with my colleagues across the aisle.
And Jack says the House continues to review existing regulations to consider for repeal with the intent of benefiting the American consumer. Carrollton City Council this week approving rezonings that will clear the way for a new 45-lot single-family detached subdivision between Highway 113 and Highway 27 on North Winds Boulevard and Wisteria Lane, and a new administrative office for the THS Emergency Shelter on North White Street. And the public is invited to attend a Celebration of Life event honoring a woman who has been called a social justice warrior and a champion for women because of her work for ratification of the Equal Rights Amendment and the creation of the Georgia Commission on Women. Nellie Dunaway Duke passed away in Carrollton this past January at the age of 93. That event taking place at the Carrollton Train Depot on Saturday. Visitation begins at 1 o'clock, followed by a service. Saturday, March the 8th, is International Women's Day and would also have been Duke's 94th birthday. I'm Colin Worthington.